At the close of divine service, a row of maidens, all clothed in purest white, came gliding off from the congregation, and, crossing the murmuring stream on stepping stones, arranged themselves at the foot of the pulpit with those who were about to be baptized. Their devout fathers, just as though they had been in their own kirk, had been sitting there during worship, and now stood up before the minister. The baptismal water, taken from that pellucid pool, was lying consecrated in an appropriate receptacle formed by the upright stones that composed one side of the pulpit, and the holy rite proceeded. Some of the younger ones in that semicircle kept gazing down into the pool in which the whole scene was reflected, and now and then, in spite of the grave looks and admonishing whispers of their elders, letting fall a pebble into the water that they might judge of its depth from the length of time that elapsed before the clear air bells lay sparkling on the agitated surface. The rite was over, and the religious service of the day closed by a psalm. The mighty rocks hemmed in the holy sound and sent it in a more compact volume, clear, sweet, and strong, up to heaven.